there's also other stories that are important. We have talked about the loon that we have talked about in the legend. So there is a story to do with the common loon. Common loon is one of the highest regarded loon in our territory because he lives inland. He nests inland. The Arctic loon just passed by and goes up north. And then there is a red-throated loon. They also only pass by. So only the common loon stays around in all summer in any place. So he nests wherever there is a place he chooses. And the thing about the story about this loon, we are still talking about the birds. Something that mysterious about watching the birds. People learn about things from the birds. And long time ago, well, I don't know exactly when, but that was a long time before the other nation came in, when the people by themselves see the mysteries that they could never understand. And by watching these migrating birds, they always admire them and what they do. So one of the things they knew about the loon lives not far away from the bay, Hudson Bay and James Bay. He nests around 50 miles inland from the bay, but he hunts in the bay. And every morning he takes off from his home, the male and the female stay behind, and the male take off from his home and fly to the bay as soon as the sunrise, before the sunrise. And he travels there to the bay and he just dive right down and find the place where he can fish. And fish as fast as he can. And then whenever he fill his trout there, where there's a back sack in there. I mean, there's a sack here where he keep the fish, a little fish like a smelt. And they're alive. They stay alive in there. And he catch them as fast as he can, as much as he can. And then as long as they can fit in there, you know, until he couldn't put them, some of them sticking out. And then he would try to take off in the bay. You know, long flaps around the top of the water. Sometimes he couldn't take off, too much load. And he would just stop and took out a few, lighten himself. And then after that, tries again. Long distance, sometimes the wave push him off. He flies against the wind. And then he goes up slowly, just like a gaining height. Then it turns around, circle, same area, until he's a way out, perhaps maybe 1,000, maybe more feet. Sometimes you barely see him, they say, when he's up there. And that's where he glides. He doesn't fly, he just glides into the land. No moving wings, it just glides towards his home. Never really move his wings. You know, he's got the short wings. So he has all the energy to go up there as far as he can and then just shoots from there directly to his nest. And then people have watched him do that. And then when he arrives in this area where there's the lake where he has his nest, he just dives right there into the water close to the nest and throughout the fish. Some of the fish are living. Some of them stunt, they just drift around. And the little loons will come out, and so his mother loon. They will come and fish out those fish, half living. And that's how those young chicks learn how to fish, because they practice with this half-dead fish first, and they catch them in water. So that's how the loon is always been admired by our tribes, or many other tribes perhaps, because the loon lives in within land and all that, wherever there's a fish.